Welcome to another edition of the Sexy Mistress Journal. This snapshot of my past looks at how sex games played a fun and important element in the developing dynamic of this relationship. I always receive a lot of positive feedback from the series, so here I am continuing the Getting to Know Me segment of my blog. Just like the first two installments, this one will give you a peek behind the scenes as I explore my emerging inner femdom. During this time, I was thrilled, and my interest in behavior and what drives it and how it changes was piqued. Coercing him to wear panties more worked. I'm a quick study and pushing his buttons to get the desired behavior started to become easier and easier. I wasn't so concerned as to the panties he wore, now that I think of it. It was more that I could get him to do it, which made me happy. Making me and keeping me happy started to be his main goal as well. Was it just the access to hot sex with somebody 20 years his junior? The kinky play? He was an adventurous man, and I was his first partner, equally as adventurous. We routinely reserved Friday night as our night. We would go to dinner and have some wine and talk about our erotic thoughts and what games we could play. I naturally started to lead the way as my suggestions and desires won out over his, but he didn't seem to mind, and I always allowed his input. Looking back, this is the time where I started to play with control games more and more. Continued the teasing at home with sex games, instructing him how, when, and where to stroke. I took great delight in finding new and fun sex games that involved things for him to do with his cock. Growing to love my control over his cock, he also began to crave my control over his cock. Edging games, a personal favorite of mine. I love grunts and moans, and he was delightfully verbal. Eventually, he confessed. Once he relaxed and shed his programming, he didn't have to take on the leading role in the bedroom. He didn't have to concern himself so much with taking charge and being in charge of my sexual satisfaction. He knew, with my direction and his compliance, my pleasure always came first. It was erotic for him to just let go, give up, give in, and enjoy the ride. I thought so too, and smiled to myself in my mind, and I whispered to his, "Yes, give up control. Give up control to me." Mr. Serica, 1-800-601-6975, intelligentphonefantasy.com.